point, and I think it's nicely expressed. I just disagree with you not only on the contemporary, but on the historical. I don't know anybody in the 1940s who thought Nazi Germany, which had taken over the whole of Western Europe.
You said after we established.
Oh, do you know the Battle of the Bulge? The Battle of the Bulge was a ferocious,
battle. But I said that was established after the Battle of the Bulge.
And everybody thought it was going to be a cakewalk?
Well, that was 1944. There was no reason.
No one thought it was going to be a cakewalk. Everybody thought it was going to be horrendous.
The overwhelming superiority, you could have used the same criteria. For your cakewalk.
No, I'm just saying you're dead wrong. I mean, everybody knew that Hitler was
Just look at the historical facts.
I mean, I'm looking at the historical facts. It is just wrong to think anybody in FDR, Churchill, or any allied thought that it was going to be easy to beat Hitler.
I said after we'd established.
After D-Day. It was not easy to beat Hitler after D-Day. And it was certainly not easy to beat the Japanese.
No.
At that time,
listen.
Everybody expected at that time 200,000 American deaths.
Didn't they fight to the last person for Hitler of all people?
Hitler was popular to the end. Hitler was a popular leader. No, there's no evidence for that at all. And I have you like historical examples, okay? I'll give you a historical example. 11 years ago, the Iraqi armed forces were not willing to fight for Saddam Hussein 11 years ago. I told you thousands surrendered to Italian film crews.
We did not say we were going to be, changing their regime, changing their country. We said we were trying to get them out of Kuwait. That was our limited goal, right? And they didn't fight for it. I'm just concerned that your blind cakewalk statement. Okay, when people have their backs to the wall, they tend to fight. And they don't care that much about ideology. They certainly don't care about Marxism or anything like this. You're providing a sort of rationality for people that I think just isn't true.
Okay.
You could argue about it.
I hear you.
Why
okay, I want
to stay in Vietnam so long. That was your answer.
Okay, I want to get a couple more sentences.
Sure.
You and then you're next, okay?
In response to, U.S. actions in the past and us being world policemen, three words, World Trade Center, we need to defend ourselves in it. And now, I have two questions. First is, I read an article in Time about weapons development, specifically starting to do nuclear testing again. Do you think we should do that, and do you think we should use those types of weapons in the Mideast?
No.
And next one is, the next phase is that we're looking at Iraq. How far should we be going through following up with stopping terrorism and when does it become us being a bully and going too far?
Yeah, I think that's a very good question. That's a super question. Number one, no, I would not be for nuclear testing anymore, and I would not consider use of nuclear weapons. How far do we go? That's a tough question. I would have no qualms myself about going after individual terrorist camps in places like Somalia, Philippines, Indonesia, whatever. I would much rather have the governments there do it. I would have the lesson taught that any regime that supports terrorism, international terrorism, any regime that houses these people, funds these people, allows these people on their soil, is grounds for a regime change on that. Would I tackle them all at once? No, I would not tackle them all at once because you have to set priorities. You just have so much. Saddam Hussein is the number one priority, as this gentleman said so nicely. And he and I...
I said if you agree to take him out...
That's what I'm here. That's what I'm here to say, that we have to take him out. So we agree on that, and that's where I'd say.
You're next. I see a lot of hands, but you're next, and you're next,
and
I'll get to you.
Very closely related to that last question, I was just wondering, you've mentioned international law a lot, and if some country were to invade another country, so X were to invade Y, to take out the regime, we would consider that an affront to the idea of sovereignty and sovereign nations, but isn't that exactly what you're suggesting that we do, is we go take out an established regime in a country because we think it's a security threat? Well, for security threats, Russia could have taken us out in the Cold War. That would have been just as justifiable by that logic. To make that worse, we have a history of really bad failure in overcoming these regimes, i.e. Vietnam, and we don't have the backing of our European allies. So how do you justify this international law-wise?
Okay. I don't think you'd have any problems justifying it in international law. I think that self-defense is a big justification. Number two, Saddam Hussein today is violating United Nations resolutions that constitute a form of international law. These resolutions involve international inspections, which he's clearly violating. They involve not building chemical weapons, biological weapons, nuclear weapons. He is clearly violating international law in that regard. Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know that Russia is violating UN resolutions on against international inspections. I don't think there are any UN resolutions on international inspections towards Russia. And I do not believe that the kind of international sanctions that were placed on Iraq after the Gulf War as a result of that were placed on anything else. And so my answer is we would be very much in line with international law.
Okay, you've been waiting for a long time, okay?
I just failed to see an obvious connection.
You have to speak up. We can't hear you down here.
I failed to see an obvious connection between attacking Iraq and increasing Israel's security. In fact, to me, it seems like if you do that, the suicide bombings, and, it's just going to increase. So I don't see how you make the connection.
Okay, good. That's a good question. Let me make that connection for you. Part of Israel's problem and the reason that the Palestinians go and have suicide missions blowing up Israelis and themselves in the thing is the underlying idea that Israel is an illegitimate country in the Middle East. And what you have to do is drive the Jews to the sea. Okay? Because the Middle East is only for Arabs or only for Islamic countries. Nobody else has a right to be there. That is the overriding intellectual view. That is sustained by the fact that when you have the Arab League or the Islamic Council, whatever it is, the International Muslim League, those countries, with the very slight exception of Egypt, do not recognize, and Jordan, do not recognize Israel as a legitimate state. Once you start to change the momentum, people say, okay, let us have a legitimate, Israel has a right to be here, just like we have a right to be there. Now let's talk about the settlements. Now let's talk about the West Bank. Let's talk about, Israeli treatment of this, that, and the other. That's a whole different ballgame. But you have to establish legitimacy before you do that.
So you say that it would increase the security, but actually how will it increase the
security? Because you will have a regime in Iraq as a successor regime that is, I believe, more open to the possibility of Israel being a country there, more open to tolerance, basically. I see, and Bernard Lewis, who has written wonderful books on the Middle East his whole career, when we were in the Defense Policy Board, he was making the big point that his view is that a successor regime to Saddam Hussein, and he's very much for going into Iraq right away, a successor regime to Saddam Hussein could very likely be a democratic, open kind of regime. He said that quite explicitly. I think that's very optimistic. I hope to God it's true. But if that is true, then he's going to do what other decent regimes do and say, Israel is wrong on the settlements, it's wrong on these six things. But by God, it has a right to exist. And that will change the whole environment in Israel and the environment between Israel and the Palestinians.
Okay, I'm going to stay over here for a few minutes and come back. You've been away with the black top hat. Okay.
You were talking earlier about...
And be brief, please.
Okay, you were talking earlier about taking out regimes that supported terrorism.
Sure.
In particular, you mentioned going after individual terrorist training camps. Mm-hmm. I was